You've heard me talk about Morning Kick, used by former karate champion Chuck Norris. It's a daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes similar to strawberry lemonade, and I enjoy it. I know I don't eat as many vegetables as I should, but Morning Kick has helped me make up for that, and I feel great. I have more energy and better digestion. It's an easy part of my morning routine. My wife started taking it as well. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Harris for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Harris today. The United States Department of Energy now embraces the narrative that COVID originated from a lab leak in China. Of course, this directly contradicts what the NIH director and evangelical leader Francis Collins told us. He said the lab leak theory was misinformation, that the virus was absolutely not man-made, and that the NIH never supported the kind of gain-of-function research that Senator Rand Paul claimed started the COVID situation. Ed Stetzer, the newly appointed dean of the Talbot School of Theology at Biola University, suggested that Christians who believed the lab leak theory needed to repent. Joe Carter, writing for the Gospel Coalition, said the lab leak theory was outlandish and connected with QAnon. He went on to accuse Christians of slandering Anthony Fauci by spreading misinformation. The New York Times ran a piece last week also admitting that the mask mandates did nothing. This piece is, of course, about 3 years too late to aid Christians in the pews who resisted the draconian lockdowns, mask mandates, and clot shot push. But it is never too late for pastors and Christian leaders to apologize for weaponizing Jesus' command to love your neighbor and Romans 13 against their own followers. It was almost universal among Christian leaders to buy into the COVID hype. One evangelical Presbyterian pastor in my local area suggested to his congregation that they were participating in murder if they did not follow protocols.
Every last one of us had to come to terms with the fact that this was not a matter of our religious rights. It was not about bowing to political pressure. It was about caring for people. It was a matter of being committed to caring for people. It was never a matter of fending off fear versus watering down our witness. It was always a matter of mitigating a form of murder. Murder. You might think that's too much to say, and we've had to wrestle with this. This is new for us, a painful truth. To be intentionally careless about being potentially contagious with COVID-19 is to be, or at least approach being, in violation of both the spirit and the letter of the law.
Of course, now we know none of this is true. And some of us knew then, but we were ridiculed and slandered. I may agree to some extent with Ed Stetzer on this point. He says when Christians spread lies, they need to repent of those lies. Sharing fake news makes us look foolish and harms our witness. Trust with our leaders has been broken, yet there is hope. Proverbs 28:13 states, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." Some may never forgive leaders who they think betrayed them, but this is not Christian. We need to forgive, but our leaders also need to repent. A little bit of humility goes a long way and puts us on a path to restore trust again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.